Hi there, everybody. So, I've been hesitant to make this video on the liturgical wars, you could say, or liturgical, really, I would argue discussions that have been going on for, quite a long time within the Catholic Church, between the traditional Latin Mass, right, and the Novus Ordo. And I'm not going to do much historical background on any of that for you guys. If you've been following these discussions, you're going to know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to do a whole ton of background there because this discussion, I don't think, is really necessary for most people. Okay, and then also just a note, a housekeeping note. My son is in the room, so you're probably gonna hear him making some noise. So just forgive that or enjoy it, whichever you want. But here's basically my position. I've been a lot more intimately involved in these discussions since around Christmas of 2022. It's now about the end of January 2023. So, about a month I've been pretty involved in these discussions, mainly on Facebook. And I've been discussing mostly with Dr. Peter Kwasniewski and a few others, kind of in his camp, you could say. The whole reason why any of this started with me getting involved in these discussions was because a friend of mine had bought me Dr. K's book on true obedience, in which he lays down, actually I would say the first part of the book is very, very good. He lays down some really good principles for true obedience in the church and exactly what that looks like. And I think that part was very, very helpful. I'm not really gonna dive into all of that right now. You can go read the book, or you can look at all the discussions I've done with him on Facebook. If you go to my profile, Parker Zerbal, on there, you can probably just see everything. So I'm not gonna go much into that here. The second part of the book is what really kind of got me, I guess you could say, concerned, just because he then starts to kind of assume, or at least, put forth the premise, right, that the traditional Latin Mass cannot be abrogated by a pope. And that's a very large claim. That's a really large claim. One that is not unfounded. I think he has a pretty large amount of evidence for this. And this is not just Dr. Kwasniewski giving all of this evidence. He throughout, his book True Obedience, and then also these discussions led me into reading his book The Once and Future Roman Rite, which is quite a lengthy work, but was really entertaining in a lot of ways, and I very much enjoyed it. And he gives quite a lot of sources in both of these books for his reasoning. He gives a lot of evidence for his reasoning. And I think the two main premises, the two main arguments that he gives are that the traditional Latin Mass cannot be abrogated by a pope. And then he says, I think one of the main points that he gives for upholding that view is that the traditional Latin Mass is the Roman Rite and the Novus Ordo. Right, the mass promulgated by Paul VI in 1969, which is now, almost universally used throughout the Catholic Church. That mass is not the Roman Rite, and he kind of designates it as a modern papal rite. Okay. So those are the two main claims that he gives, or main arguments that he gives, that I find troublesome, that I find that I disagree with. Okay. And I want to first off say that it seems that most of the discussion out there on these questions, you know, at least in the social media world of Facebook, YouTube, what have you, has not been constructive. It has not been a constructive discussion. Okay. And that is the first thing. That is the first thing that I wish to remedy, is to create constructive discussion around these liturgical issues. That's why I do not... Sorry, my son's crying over there. My wife just brought him out of the room. These discussions, I do not think are... These should not be labeled as liturgy wars. This should not be a war. That's one of my main sticking points here, is that this whole discussion, it should not be a war. We're all Catholics, okay? I think the, you know, both sides, I've seen this on both sides of this debate, whether you're on the pro-Novus Ordo side or the pro-TLM side, you know, and that's a major simplification. Most people are somewhere in the middle, I think, or like, you know, most people aren't on extremes, okay? So... But wherever you fall, there, we should be able to have really constructive discussions about these things, even on social media, all right? We're Catholics. We're Christians. We should not have to stoop to the level of polemical rhetoric to get our points across, okay? We shouldn't be slinging mud at each other. We shouldn't be calling each other names. We shouldn't be dismissing each other's work. We shouldn't be like saying that, oh, I don't want to talk to you because, of X, Y, or Z, you know, maybe it's because I think you're a bad person. And so I therefore don't want to talk to you. I don't want to hear your arguments, things like that. And I've seen this all too often in these debates. You know, and there are so many more examples that could go on, that I could go on with here. And really, it's scandalous, people. It's scandalous when we act like that towards each other. Again, we're all Catholics. We're all Christians. Let's treat each other like that, okay? Let's treat each other like that. Now, that's not to dismiss the importance of these debates or discussions, right? I don't even think we should have debates about this. I don't think a debate would be helpful. All right. What I do think that needs to happen is a long form discussion between people that are incredibly well read and educated in these issues. All right. And again, what does it seem like to me? What are the main sticking points of this issue? Is the TLM able to be abrogated by a pope or, you know, even an ecumenical council, okay? And then is the Novus Ordo actually the Roman Rite? All right. Those are really the two main sticking points. Everything else is contingent upon both of those being either false or true. All right. And I think it's a really, really hard discussion because bear with me here. Now, I started on this whole journey really on the side of like thinking that the whole idea that the TLM could be abrogated that the TLM could not be abrogated, I thought that idea was kind of insane. And I really didn't have a whole lot of respect for it at the beginning because I didn't understand the arguments. Okay. Now that doesn't mean that I agree with it now, but I at least have respect for the idea. Okay. And there are a lot of other people besides Peter Kwasniewski who have taken upon this view. You know, the quote unquote traditionalist side of Catholicism is, you know, a group of people that are generally very well versed in their faith, very well educated. It's quite impressive. It's quite impressive. Okay. Now, on the other side of the tracks, in kind of the Novus Ordo world, all right, I think it is fair to say that probably the percentage of people that take their faith incredibly seriously and are very, very well learned in a lot of these things is less than on the TLM side. Now, lest I make a big generalization, and hold on one second here, I gotta fix my camera. Okay, and lest I make an overgeneralization here, that's my experience. Okay, I haven't done any statistical research on that, but that's my general experience, and it kind of makes sense. You know, most people that attend a TLM parish are not just like your like average cradle Catholic who's just kind of brought up in the faith and like is like la di da di da and you know helps out at cookouts and things like that. You know, no, those people are generally at least very spiritually engaged in their faith. Although they may not be intellectually engaged. But I would still argue that there's a larger percentage of TLM Catholics who are more intellectually engaged. And I am not a TLM Catholic. Okay, I want to make that clear. I go to a Novus Ordo parish, and I love my Novus Ordo parish. Do I think that it's ideal? No. I wish a lot would change. And I'm incredibly sympathetic to the traditionalist mindset on many, many things. I'm incredibly sympathetic to the arguments for the philosophical arguments against the Novus Ordo that really pin it down as very much rooted in bad philosophy, in a really nominalistic view of beauty, and. You know, there's probably a lot more I could say there. I'm not going to go into it again because I want to try to make this a short video. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that I want to foster really, really good discussions about this topic. And again, it's a heated discussion. There's a lot of emotions involved. You know, and I'm not saying that that's bad. It's not bad to be emotional about something that you love. What is bad is when you lose control of those emotions, even just a little bit, and it turns into uncharitable conduct. Okay, either by like I said, mudslinging or calling people names or overgeneralizing, things like that. And again, there's just a lot of that going on. From both sides. Now, the traditionalists have been kicked and stomped on for 60 years. Okay, they've been seriously repressed and suppressed by the church at large, especially in America. The history in the 70s and the 80s, especially of what happened to those Catholics who were sympathetic towards the traditional Latin Mass is quite horrendous. Okay, it's quite unjust. It really is, and it's very, very difficult to read the accounts of people who lived through that time, to read newspaper accounts of it, things of that nature. It's heartbreaking. It really is. It's heartbreaking. And I think that that is also a very important thing that those on, you know, what I would consider to call the conservative side, right? Those who are maybe pro Novus Ordo, but also maybe pro TLM, you know, they're kind of trying to say like, hey, like let's try to keep both here, and like, yeah, we really don't like Traditionis Custodes, but we think the Pope has the ability to do that. All right. That's a simplification of my position, but basically that's my position. And I think that position deserves respect. So does the traditionalist position. I think it also deserves respect. And I think that we should be able to have these discussions in a respectful and constructive way. That's the main thing that I'm trying to say here, is that we need to have these conversations in a constructive way. All right. Now, lest I keep boring you with going in circles and saying the same thing over and over again, I think I'm gonna stop this video. But I'm doing an analysis, particularly of Dr. Kwasniewski's book, The Once and Future Roman Rite, of which I do have a lot of praise for it. But like I said, there are those two main sticking points that I think are where the discussion needs to hone in on. You know, what exactly is the status of the TLM and also the Novus Ordo in, basically you could say in the church's magisterium? What's its magisterial status? Okay, can a pope abrogate the traditional Latin Mass? You know, these are things that it seems that Pope Francis is kind of threatening in the Motu Proprio Traditionis Custodis. This is something that he seems to be threatening. But then at the same time, you know, the other argument that Dr. K makes is that the Novus Ordo is not the Roman Rite, that it's a different rite. And that also needs to be seriously discussed. And I think, Michael Lofton came out with a video the other day trying to offer his side of this discussion. And there were those on the traditionalist side that really came out against him in with claws out, you know. And it's understandable. I get that. That's kind of par for the course at this point on both sides. Again, not just from the traditionalist side. This also happens from the conservative side. People just come out swinging, and it's really unhelpful. and I think that a lot of people didn't give Michael a listening ear that he deserved. I even, in a comment that I made on Facebook, I made a comment about his video when I hadn't listened to the whole thing. And that was irresponsible of me, and I've apologized publicly, and I edited the post. Edited the comment. I made another comment to make more clarification, and then now I'm saying it here. Okay, this doesn't mean that I don't make mistakes. That's a case in point that I make mistakes. But it, I think the big benefit is that, like, I'm acknowledging that. Okay, I'm humbling myself before that mistake, and I think I've done my due diligence in repairing that wrong that I committed. Okay, because my goal here is to cultivate good discussions. That's my goal between these two camps. We need to stop freaking out, and we need to just have good discussions. And this takes a lot of work, but let's do it. Let's do it together. Thank you.